This is just another example here where Cuisht Mhuire Forbartha and Nocfalla, they approached us there intending on creating established and promoted walking routes. We prioritised this area here for a clean-up as part of the illegal dumping initiative, and we secured funding for that, and we're delighted now with the results there.
The council does work with communities in a number of areas, but I'm sure there aren't that many areas where they actually remove more than 40 tonnes of this rubbish.
We have places where historically that places were used as dumps, maybe before the whole awareness thing kicked off, you know, so some of this would be historical material there. Unfortunately, we do have, and it is disappointing that, you know, there are people out there who are intent on just disposing of waste in an unauthorised fashion like this here. But more and more, I suppose, as people becoming aware of the right thing to do and reporting to ourselves, we do take steps there, like in the unfortunate cases where people are dumping illegally, and we use CCTV, we use signage, and we do pursue people in terms of issuing fixed penalty notice where need be. We would like to focus on, while that's one part of it, it's really the ownership by the communities and all that. That's where we see where the cultural change, and that's where we see the benefits coming from.
And in terms of this particular illegal dump at Brinalec, do you envisage any action being taken against any individuals on foot of what's been found?
Yeah, over the last number of years, we have issued several fixed penalty notices for tipping at this site. It's, you know, it's part of a cleansing program we are undertaking now, annually. We are trying to close these sites down and clean them up one at a time. And we will continue to, if people have information, basically we would ask them to contact Donegal County Council, and we do follow up on any of these. We record all environmental complaints we received, and we take appropriate action where we need to. That includes, in some cases, issuing fixed penalty notices. It includes, in some cases, working with the communities to get them cleaned up and erecting signage. In some cases, involves CCTV cameras, etc. But, you know, again, we'd like the main message to be here is the great work that's been done by the community, and we'd encourage other communities to get involved in helping to avoid this type of behaviour and to help clean it up where they need our help to do so.